It's the WTIL Morning News with Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, and Will Stevenson.
Knox basketball season will tip off this Saturday as the Prairie Fires take on Concordia University out of Chicago. In fact, they'll double up this weekend. Saturday night, 7 o'clock at Memorial Gym. Then Sunday afternoon, they'll take on Webster University out of St. Louis at 3 o'clock. And joining us to talk a little bit more about the Prairie Fire is head coach Kevin Walden. Kevin, good morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning to you as well, and thanks for having me.
Starting your third season, you've had some struggles, and you're probably expecting a little bit this year. As you're, you know, we've talked about Damon Tomeo on the football side. You're kind of doing the same thing. You're kind of having to build from scratch. So you, goodness, a lot of young guys, seven letter winners returning, but you've only got three seniors on the roster and one junior.
Yeah, so we are going to be extremely young this year. Brought in 13 new players to the program. Had a nice recruiting class last year. I welcomed some guys back from that class, and with the new kind of influx of talent, we're going to have 22 people on the roster and 19 freshmen and sophomores. So it's going to be a pretty high learning curve for us. We're going to take some lumps at times, but I'm really excited about our group so far. They've kind of given us a new kind of respect on what we're doing, and the influx of talent has added a lot more competitive practices. Our practices are so much better than they have been the last couple of years. We're deep at about every position, which definitely helps us in the rebuilding phase.
Well, and I'm sure you get that competitiveness because guys know that if they perform well, they got a chance to see court time. Many times your first 2 years, you're watching.
That's right. And, you know, when we took the job over, we weren't as deep as what we were expected to be. And now this year, we've got guys at every position. If guys don't perform at the level or take their position for granted, I tell our guys every day it's an opportunity to be part of our Knox men's basketball team. And now we can hold them accountable for that. We've got guys at every position and spots that are a lot deeper. So we can hold them accountable for how they're playing and as far as the quality of play we put on the court, which has made our guys really compete at a higher level in practice every day, which is nice. So I've had multiple comments from some of our seniors that say, man, every single day I want to come to practice because there's a new day and a new competitive feel, and especially with having guys at every position. Last year at times, and we had three post players healthy at one time last year. So this year we brought some post players in, we got some guards in, we got a kind of healthy balance across the board, and guys are really getting after it, which is great to see.
You experience this as a player at Knox coming out of high school. I think there's a lot of players that don't realize what a jump it is from, I don't care if it's Division III or Division II or Division I or the community college route, what a jump it is from high school basketball to college basketball. Do you see with your guys coming in, are any of them surprised at the level of competitiveness, or are you looking for those guys that already have that competitive edge and they kind of know coming in what they're getting?
A little bit of both. We try to recruit players who come from really good programs, play against great competition, who are ready to come in and right away and play. That's the kind of player that we need right now. We need, with us having basically one junior, we need to bring in a class that can come in and play right away with no upperclassmen. So we brought some guys in who are pretty talented, play against some pretty good competition. But there is a learning curve, everything you do. You know, we've had these freshmen. We have some freshmen that look like they're 22 years old. I got to tell myself they're 18 still. You know, they're still going through the learning curve just like I would be as a freshman, but it's been really good so far. And our freshman guys, we'll probably play four freshmen in our top 10, and all of them are pretty ready to go. The biggest adjustment for them is strength and speed. Our practices are much more intense than at the high school level. They're the first week, I'll tell you what, their heads are spinning a little bit with the speed of our practices. So strength and speed are going to be the biggest difference, and we try to. We had a really good preseason of strength and conditioning, and we try to nip that in the bud right away where we can get our guys as acclimated to college basketball and ready for a college season as quickly as we can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're coming out of high school, you're playing against boys, and then all of a sudden you're playing against men. I mean, that's basically it, isn't it?
Yeah, we're going to have a bunch of 18- and 19-year-olds playing against 22-year-olds. I mean, that's when it comes down to it. Guys who have been lifting for four straight years, and we've got to get them up to speed very fast. So we try to recruit some guys. We recruit some guys that are a little bit more mature, come from good programs, and we've tried to develop the rest of the guys to get them ready to play.
Talking with Knox men's head basketball coach Kevin Walden, starting his third season at the helm of the Prairie Fire. Let's talk a little bit about your coaching staff at Knox. Pretty interesting mix. You've got a young man, Dan Jackson, as an assistant who actually was a player for you at your previous stop before Knox.
Yeah, Dan was one of the first players that I recruited as a head coach. I was at Warren Wilson College in Asheville, North Carolina for 4 years, and he was part of my first recruiting class. He's actually from Chicago, from Lynn Blue Math and Science Academy. And I brought him to Asheville, North Carolina, and now I brought him to Knox. So, and he's a terrific person, unbelievable character guy, was kind of the prototypical guy you want in your program. Works extremely hard. Every day in practice, you know he's going to bring it. He lifts and he takes care of his body. And he was just exactly the guy that I loved his coaching. And then I brought him on board, and he's done an absolute terrific job recruiting. He really helped us get those 13 guys that we brought in, especially some impact guys. And he's done a terrific job.
And I imagine also having that younger voice that's not that far removed from it that really helps. And not that you can't relate to the players you're recruiting, but that he can really relate to them, that it hasn't been that long since he's been there.
Right. He definitely has some credibility. And he's from Chicago, which helps out as well. We get a lot of our players come from the Chicago area. And he's just a good sounding block for them for advice and kind of asking him what it takes to be a college basketball player.
And then a gentleman we all know very well, Barry Swanson, former Streets coach. He coached at Sandberg as well. It's great to have a wealth of knowledge like that at your disposal as well.
That's right. We are extremely lucky to have a coach like Coach Swanson on part of our staff. This will be his second year with me. And he's on campus and he's a faculty member on campus. And it's just extremely nice to be able to have him to sound things off of for myself, and he can relay a lot. He knows a lot of people, and the guys absolutely love him. With us all being somewhat young, our guys see him as kind of a father figure. So they always ask, Coach Swanson going to be here today? And they always want to talk to him and say hello. So he's doing, yeah, we're extremely lucky as far as our coaching staff goes.
You know, it's enough of a job coaching a basketball team through the season, but at the same time, you know, you've been talking about recruiting. That is such a big process, too. How do you put that all together? I mean, you and your coaching staff probably every day have to sit down and go, okay, who's going where to watch who one night, and who's mending the farm the next night watching the team? So
that's right. We have to be really organized. Nowadays, how the kind of high school basketball scene goes, you have AAU starts, and then goes high school, and then goes AAU again. And we basically, recruiting-wise, we start April 1, and don't end until the end of July. So it's a long process, and we kind of try to delve it out as best we can. And that's not even talking about during the season where we're at two or three games a week for the whole entire high school season. So we got to be really organized. And with David Jones is our other assistant that's around, and he played for us last year. He was a four-year player. He was a really good player, and he's working here in town. And he's going to help us kind of ease we've been hitting the road really hard over the course of the last 2 years, and having him on staff is going to help us kind of ease the pain of the recruiting process.
Well, I know I got a chance to chat with you a little bit at the Y last night as you're running a clinic out there, and you were telling me that that the Midwest Conference has actually relaxed the rules a little bit, because it didn't used to be you couldn't be out recruiting so much. So it's actually helped in the recruiting process, but also in turn made things much busier.
That's right. Now we can actually go off campus. Before, we couldn't go off campus unless it was at a site of a competition. Now we can go off campus, go into homes if we want to. We can also go to the high schools. I did a lot of that my first 2 years to get my name back out there. Coming back from, I'm originally from Peoria, so I know a lot of coaches, but coming from North Carolina, I was there for 4 years. Coming back out here, I wanted to meet new people and get out there and get my name out there and get Knox out there. So we hit the ground a little bit, and which is really nice to have. The Midwest Conference did change those rules.
Has there been anything that's, I mean, you're obviously not that old yet, but changes in the game, either from the players that you see, the mental approach or physically? Do you get the big players that sometimes used to come to D3, or are those guys all being grabbed up by the bigger schools?
Size is always the tricky thing to get, because if you're very good and you're big, you're going to go to a higher level most likely. So you've got to try to find the guys where they kind of fall through the cracks, maybe a little undersized, maybe overlooked. And this year we did a really good – we'll probably start a freshman this year. Our both backup post players at the bench are freshmen, and we did a really good job of doing that. We found some guys that were overlooked, found some guys that were behind some pretty good players, and found some guys that are a little undersized that we could get. So But yeah, recruiting is tricky. It's kind of a you have to be kind of relentless, and you have to really build. If you lose a guy, you got to have two or three guys behind. So we try to build our pool up as big as we possibly can, so that we can get quality players in that pool.
Talking with Knox men's head basketball coach Kevin Walden, the Prairie Fire opened their season this Saturday night against Concordia University from Chicago. They'll play at 7 o'clock at Memorial Gym. You can also see them Sunday afternoon. 3 o'clock, they'll take on Webster University out of St. Louis. What is the goal for this season? Obviously, you know, we keep talking about, well, it's rebuilding. You're going to go through some growing pains. But I'm guessing you probably have some pretty high expectations for, even though they are young players.
We do. Every year we have high expectations. We put that on our players. We use every year as a kind of sounding block to say that we need to finish in the top four of our conference. Those four teams go to the conference tournament, and we got to be able to compete at that level. So that's kind of our goal every year. With this team coming in, we're probably the most talented I've had here, and we do have some high expectations. We got a tough schedule ahead of us, but our guys are working hard every day. There's some talent. With new kind of influx of talent, they put an expectation on themselves as well, which is really nice to see.
Well, you talked about the schedule. One of those, if you want to be the best, you got to play the best. I mean, you talked about with Concordia and Webster right off the bat. You also have Augustana on your schedule this year, which we talked about the fact that, you know, they, in their exhibition game, beat Bradley. And this is a senior-dominated team. They've got, 15 Letterman back, I think, and picked to win the CCIW. So that's, I mean, you kind of find out where you're at in a game like that.
That's right. You know, we played Western Illinois last year, and it's one of those games where you see who your players are. It's a test for them. It's you got to see how good you are, and the players that you have, they're going to rise to the top. And those kind of games are going to rise to the top, you know. And you can really see who are the players are going to develop over the years just by one little game. And that's right. Our conference schedule is tough. We play 18 conference games, and it's a tough conference. We had a nationally ranked team in the conference all year last year, and we need to get ready for that kind of the tough sledding. And playing a team like Webster, who in our second game, who's predicted to win the SLEAC and Augie after Thanksgiving, is two tests that we've got to. I'm interested to see where our guys rise up to.
And then, do you have some home games while the school is on break? I know it's hard to generate a lot of energy without the kids there.
We do have a few home games during the break, which is a little bit difficult, but it is what it is. That's how our schedule kind of comes out with our break and everything else. I would love to play all road games during that time, just so we can be a little road warriors, so we don't have to worry about that. But we do play a couple home games this year.
I hope so. We'll get some members of the community to go to be able to support them during that time during the break. Totally lost my train of thought here, Jim. My goodness.
All right, surprised. Yeah, we're just about out of time, Kevin. You know, I would guess, you know, Mitch Murphy, the guy we called his name a lot, the leading scorer on a morning sports report, I'm guessing he's, you know, he'll probably feel the burden of trying to carry the load again this year.
That's right. He's our senior leader, and he's had a terrific year so far. He's been with us now for, this will be his third season with us, and he understands what we want, what we're trying to do, and he's really adapted his game over the course of the last 3 years, and this year I expect a lot of great things out of him. He's been a terrific leader so far, and he's kind of a coach. Even at practice last night, I asked him, tell me who our best defensive team is. And I wanted to hear his opinion on it. And, I expect him to have a great year.
Well, I remember what I was going to ask. It was going to be about playing Grinnell and strategy, but I'll save that for when that game gets closer. We'll talk again. Kevin, we want to thank you so much for taking the time this morning. Best of luck this season. Hopefully get a lot of local fans along with the students out to support the Prairie Fire this year.
Yeah, that'd be great, and thanks for having me on.
All right. Kevin Walden, Knox men's head basketball coach. Season opens again this Saturday night against Concordia. They'll play at 7 o'clock Memorial Gym. You can also catch them Sunday afternoon against Webster University out of St. Louis. 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon at Memorial Gym.
News, information, and great conversation every weekday morning. The WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.